announcement before the homily. Join us right after, as we'll have the Miraculous Medal Novena this morning. Father and I and the servers will come over, but we'd ask for your safety to stay put where you are, and we'll all pray together. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These past couple of weeks, with all the turmoil in our country, it is all too easy to sit back in our homes and feel justified in our anger. Anger at the police officers who've overstepped their bounds of their authority. Anger at the rioters who have pillaged and looted innocent people's property. But today the Lord tells us clearly, stop judging that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. Why are we so quick to pass judgment on our neighbor or the world when we so often refuse to look clearly at our own house, our own lives, to see whether they are in order or disarray? Do we take time out daily to examine where we've been that day, what we did, and perhaps more importantly, what we didn't do? Do we examine our conscience, our internal prophet, that warns us of temptations and informs us when we fall prey to sin? Or do we treat our conscience as the Israelites did their prophets, by ignoring their warnings, or worse yet, rejecting them outright? We've heard just last week how the sacrament of penance is meant to clean and straighten our house so it might be presentable to receive our God and King in the Eucharist. But how many of us go through life day by day feeling justified, feeling as if we are living exemplary Christian lives? Do we ever stop and take a long, serious look at our lives to see if this is true, or are we simply deluding ourselves? When was the last time you spent time critically examining your life? But you say, I keep the commandments. I go to church on Sunday. I haven't killed anybody. I don't cheat on my taxes. But is keeping the law of Moses all an authentic biblical Christian is called to do? Is this the only price of sainthood? Recall Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, where we are told that when Jesus comes in his glory, he will separate the sheep from the goats. And when he does this, he will not use our faithfulness to the law as his only measuring stick. For an authentic Christian, keeping the law should be a given. Instead, he will judge us on how we treated our neighbor, the other, the stranger. Did we see their need and work to fulfill that need? Or did we turn away and ignore them? Also recall the lesson of Lazarus and the rich man. He was condemned to hell not for being wealthy, but for ignoring the need, the want, the plight of Lazarus who lie before him in plain sight. Lazarus was Jesus himself coming before him, looking for love. My friends, as we examine our conscience each evening, certainly review your actions of the day. But don't stop there. Look for times you may have been in the presence of our Lord and missed him completely, or worse still, having seen him, turned and walked away. These lost opportunities to extend mercy are more onerous to God than so many of us realize. For the goats merited eternal damnation, not for what they did, but for what they failed to do. The message of the Word of God today is twofold. First, we will be held accountable for our actions, either now or in the hereafter. Christ came to save all mankind, but God allows us, through the gift of our free will, to say no to his offer, to walk away from Calvary and the resurrection. Second, as Christians, we are expected to adhere to and obey the law of Moses. But just as important to our life as followers of Christ is our willingness to look for Christ in our world, to find him in the person of others who touch our lives, our family, our friends, certainly, but also in the person of the stranger who's in need that passes our way. Do we look them in the eye and see their need and respond with love and kindness, giving of ourselves as best we can? Or do we, blinded by the beam in our eye, walk on past and retreat into ourselves, hoarding our love? As we continue the celebration of the sacrifice of the Mass, may we make a commitment to our Lord and Savior to look closely at our lives each day, and if we find ourselves lacking, to ask him for the grace to improve. May God bless you.